It's often claimed that criminals have more rights than their victims. Well, that could be debated today. There was a time when that was very painfully true. Crime victims couldn't even make a statement, for example, to a judge or jury before a criminal was sentenced after trial. Abuse victims, they were often told to go home with their abuser and, quote, work things out. Fortunately, times have changed, but there's still more changes that need to be made. And victims' rights, which need to be protected and even defended, strangely enough. My next guest is here to discuss this issue and to preview an event that will be a part of Sussex County, New Jersey Crime Victims' Rights Week, which is happening the week of April 19th. He's also the executive director and law director of the New Jersey Crime Victims Law Center, Rich Pompelio. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
And let me give you the website for the New Jersey Crime Victims Law Center, because there is a wealth of material, and it's certainly one of the websites that's raising awareness of this issue. It's njcvlc.org, njcvlc.org. Of course, we have more information over at the link to that website and other information on this matter at our website, issuesandideasradio.com. As I was saying in the introduction, Rich, a lot of people probably would be surprised if you turn back the clock, even just 10 years ago, how few rights crime victims really had and how few resources were out there available to them. It's kind of frightening that it was allowed to, that situation was allowed to exist for as long as it did.
Yeah, well, you figure a couple hundred years in the history of this country, the victims' rights movement didn't even get started until the early 1980s, and it was all a function of when Ronald Reagan took office. He's the one who really initiated the whole victims' rights program throughout the country.
And it's even the courts. There was a story that, just the other day, an adult male was sentenced to, I forget the length of the term, for raping a 3-year-old girl who was a member of the family. And some judge, who I don't believe had anything to do with the case, saw the sentencing and is now in the process of trying to have that sentence reduced through whatever the legal system in Southern California allows. So crime victims really just have to go into the criminal justice system, even today, with fear, thinking the odds are against them and in favor of who did this to me.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's the way it's always going to be. I mean, the gap between recognizing and respecting crime victims and respecting the defendant's rights was so far and wide 25 years ago that you couldn't really even understand what was going on. What we've done in the last 25 years is hopefully cause victims' rights to be recognized and moving it closer to the point where our state legislature said back in 1991 that the purpose of the Victims' Rights Constitutional Amendment was to place crime victims on an equal footing with defendants in the criminal court. That's not going to happen, at least with our state Supreme Court. But we're moving closer. I mean, we've just been working on a packet of 8 different victims' rights bills I have with some legislators, and they're about to be introduced very soon. So we're still at it.
And county by county, nationally, things don't want to change. And on the state level, as you mentioned, the activist court that we have in Trenton, they want to make things more complicated. County by county, there's a whole host of organizations such as yours and the county prosecutor's office, like in Sussex County, that offer, for example, in Sussex County, the Office of Victim Witness Advocacy, which really just connects a crime victim with a whole host of resources. A lot of these pro bono and free, which that's something else too. People think that for the best expert advice or resolution of solutions to what they're facing, it comes with a cost. That's more often than not, it's not the case.
No, I have to laugh at that because, I mean, I get this almost, well, not daily, but at least weekly, where someone will have been a crime victim, gone to a private attorney, spent all the money they had, didn't really get any assistance, and ended up coming to us for free. It's a specialized area of the law that very few attorneys, frankly, want to get into because it doesn't pay. So we were the first crime victim law center in the nation, and we are certainly the only one in New Jersey.
That is the New Jersey Crime Victims Law Center. We're talking with their Executive Director of Law, Director Rich Pompeo, and they're on the web at njcvlc.org. We're talking about in Sussex County how the week of April 19th is Crime Victims' Rights Week. They also have an event coming up, too, on April 22nd, 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. That's at 54 High Street in Newton. You can find out more information over at the Sussex County Prosecutor's Office webpage. Of course, we have a link over to our website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The theme for this event, engaging communities, empowering victims. Without the engagement of the community, the victim is going to remain powerless. I mean, you always like to think that we can withstand anything and stand on our own, but you need that community effort, like we mentioned, with the various services, the programs, just simple hand-holding and strengthening when the person's becoming a puddle before their own eyes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a small county like Sussex, you know, has really very, very little assistance. And take the domestic violence and sexual assault group called DAISY we have here in Newton. What a remarkable job they've done over the years, and just providing support for victims. Unfortunately, the biggest problem that we have and will always have is we need lawyers to go into court and stand up for victims, because that's really where the problem lies. Unless a victim has an independent advocate who's going to say, wait a minute, the judge didn't treat the victim properly, or the prosecutor, or the defense lawyer. Victims' rights will unfortunately not be on equal footing with the rights of the defendant, and we just really don't have lawyers to help do it.
I mean, even if it sounds self-centered or egotistical for a law firm to say to their attorneys, you know, we have a new policy. We're going to set that each of you need to do this minimum amount of hours pro bono work for the cause we're talking about here, or just some cause. I mean, the attorney industry always is looked upon with a negative. That sounds like, to me at least, a very easy way to have it looked upon a little more positive by civilians.
Yeah, you know, and we had mandatory pro bono work, you know, required by our state Supreme Court, but the mandatory work was to represent people accused, either, you know, in municipal court primarily,
but people accused of offenses.
There was never any requirement that you go out and try and help a crime victim. And I don't know if we'll see that in New Jersey, frankly. If we didn't have the private people doing the work that is putting a check on what the government does, then we really wouldn't have anything. It's a shame that it's just not understood in the government setting, and I think that really goes to the state office of the attorney general, unfortunately.
And I just pulled up the information regarding Sussex County, what the county prosecutor's office of victim witness advocacy provides, explanation of how the criminal justice process works, full staff to answer questions either on telephone in their office or via email, notification on disposition of cases, court accompaniment, crisis intervention, child care during court hearings, transportation, assistance in making a victim impact statement to the court, which up until a decade or so ago, even that wasn't allowed in New Jersey. And assistance in obtaining restitution, because crime comes with the cost physically, emotionally, and financially. Loss of work, for example, is the first one that comes to mind. So just in Sussex County, and if you're listening elsewhere in the state, you can go to your county prosecutor's office and you'll find, in most cases, similar services available. And Rich, as far as the New Jersey Crime Victims Law Center, what do you provide for the crime victim here in New Jersey?
Legal advocacy. That's what makes us different than everybody else. We're the only organization that actually provides a lawyer for a victim of a violent crime. And a lot of times, they're, you know, if their rights are violated. I mean, Sussex County, for example, we had the case a couple years ago that State versus Tedesco, or the young lady Alyssa Ruggieri from Hopatcong was murdered. And it was up here in Sussex County, the trial. And Tedesco was found guilty, and he caused a ruckus in court. I think he broke the leg of one of the court officers. In any event, he didn't want to be there at sentencing. basically saying to the Ruggieri family and to the state of New Jersey, you know, I'm thumbing my nose up to you, so I'm not coming to court when the judge sentences me. And we decided, the prosecutor and I got involved in it, that wasn't going to happen. And we went in and got a court order that he had to be there. He took it all the way up to the Supreme Court, and he lost. And so what you have there is you have the prosecutor joining in with the private attorney, stepping up for the victim's family. And then it was a big victory. I mean, and I don't think there was a decision. There's been a decision like that in the nation yet, other than this one. So we get involved in all kinds of issues.
And you can find out more at njcvlc.org. That's the website for the New Jersey Crime Victims Law Center. We have the link over to our website, so you don't need to write it down. You know it's always there for your reference and for hopefully a solution to what you're facing right now if you are stuck in the quagmire that is our legal system, especially in New Jersey. And don't forget about the second annual Crime Victims Rights event coming up on April 22nd, 11 a.m. That's at the First Presbyterian Church, 54 High Street in Newton. And this is sponsored by the Sussex County Prosecutor's Office. Listening throughout the state, just go to your County Prosecutor's Office website, find out more details about the free pro bono services, assistance, and guidance and information that the individual prosecutor's offices are making available for victims of crimes throughout the state. And if you want to be an advocate for crime victims, there are a whole host of organizations that you can become part of to do that as well. We've been joined this morning by the Executive Director of Law and Law Director of New Jersey Crime Victims Law Center, Rich Pompeo. Rich, thanks so much for the work you did. And I know what your background of your story with the loss of your son that compelled you to do all this as he was murdered when he was 17. And it's something that nobody is obligated to do, but I'm thankful that for you that you did, because you are making a difference and making us more aware of the power that we have and the resources that we have to, when our life is imploding, to diffuse everything and get back into having a life again. So thanks for doing that for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Appreciate it.